Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Joining us live this morning, Steve Roberts, political analyst, taking a look at everything going on in Washington, where last week, Steve, the president, gave an address to the nation trying to boost up what he sees as his accomplishments during the first year of his second term. We've had a few days to digest that. How's it gone over in Washington and elsewhere?
Well, I think it's mixed at best. Look, the president makes the argument, and give him room to make the argument that things are going to get better. He talks about bringing manufacturing jobs back from overseas. He talks about the fact that interest rates have been cut by the Federal Reserve 3 times and likely more cuts in the new year. He talks about the tax bill that was enacted last summer. And folks starting the first of the year won't have to pay taxes on overtime and tips, Social Security, put a little more money in their pockets. And there are some small signs of progress. Gasoline, the average price around the country is about $2.85. That means that a lot of folks are finally spending less than $3 a gallon for the first time in a long time. So there are some small signs of progress, but they're not nearly as large or as impressive as the president makes them out to be. And the country is still gripped with a real case of economic pessimism. And this has been true for years. Let's remember, the last 3 presidential elections have all been won by the out party. The incumbent party has lost 3 straight times. And this is not a new story. This economic gloom has been there a long time. And we have what's called a K-shaped economy. For folks who have investments in the stock market at the upper levels, economic prosperity, they're feeling really good. Stock market's booming. Their real estate investments are healthy. But if you're living paycheck to paycheck in Buffalo, you're feeling that you're falling behind. Prices have outpaced wage gains, and your children have trouble finding jobs. Unemployment has ticked up to 4.6%. It's the highest in 5 years. So it's a very mixed picture. And for those folks at the lower end of this economic scale, they listen to Donald Trump and say, wait, you're not telling me the truth. You're telling me to feel better, but my budget doesn't tell me that. My family doesn't tell me that. Prices at the grocery store don't tell me that. So there's a real disconnect between the good news the president was preaching and the feeling of pessimism that's gripped a whole lot of folks in Buffalo, including a lot of people who voted for the president.
You know, Steve, Elise Stefanik here in New York State announced on Friday she's pulling out of the New York governor's race. She's not seeking re-election to Congress. That brings the number of lawmakers who are not running for re-election to 52, which is the most since in an election cycle since 2012. What is next year looking like?
Well, it's a good question. There are two things to be drawn from those numbers. One is that Congress is so dysfunctional that it's not a fun job anymore. Donald Trump has basically deprived the Congress of its most important job, which is deciding spending and regulation. And so if you're Elise Stefanik and you're sitting there in the Congress, you say, why am I here? Because I don't have any power anymore. The president has all the power. But the second factor is that she is reflecting what I think a lot of Republicans are fearing, which is that the hold the Republican Party has on the House of Representatives is very tenuous. They have only a 3-seat margin. In 20 of the last 22 elections, the president's party has lost seats in a midterm election. The economic gloom that people are feeling is focused on the incumbent president. Latest AP poll, only 31% of Americans said the economy was in good shape. 67% were pessimistic. 87% said they're facing, quote, higher than usual prices at the grocery store. So that means for someone like Elise Stefanik, if she stays in Congress, she's likely to be in the minority. And being in the majority in Congress is no fun. Being in the minority, you feel useless. And she's betting, as a number, growing number of Republicans are betting, that after next fall, they're going to be in the minority, and it's just going to be no fun at all to be in Washington.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Does this all kind of, in what you said, the way that the election cycle kind of is likely to go, and I know we've talked about in the past, Steve, how, you know, we used to call it the incumbent's advantage, and maybe that's still true on a lot of local levels, but on the national stage, it seems like it's turning into a disadvantage, the way people just get tired of whoever is in office. And it seems like with the more and more, one-sided things get, right? You look at what the president and all the accomplishments he's listed, not a lot of that goes through Congress. It's executive action. It's things he wants to do on his own that a lot of people might look at and say, hey, wait a second, like, whoa, you're just a little too much here. It's like the pendulum keeps swinging one way to the other. And a lot of Americans get left in saying, like, hey, can we just get something down the middle here? Do you think it's going to be a disadvantage for a long time going forward, just based on what we see? Because you look over at the Democratic side and it's, AOC, Mamdani, these are the loud voices who are maybe likely to be on the national stage.
Well, it's a good question. And, you know, in the end, there are only two slogans in American politics. You never had it so good, and it's time for a change, right? They're the only two. And there was the president last week saying, you never had it so good. It's a golden age. And there are the Democrats saying it's time for a change. It's the both sides acting out their traditional roles. And we do go through cycles. And you're right that incumbents come in and it's hard to keep their promises. Donald Trump comes in and says, we're going to have a golden age. And on day one, prices are going to come down. Well, that was a totally irresponsible and unrealistic promise. And so people pick up scars and eventually the cycle changes. But what you're saying, I think, is true, that there's a hardening of the lines, and there's and you see it in New York State. There was a long, vibrant tradition in New York State of sort of progressive Republicans, sometimes called the Rockefeller wing. But you had senators like Senator Keating and Senator Javits, progressive Republicans. And it wasn't as if the Democrats were always the liberal party and the Republicans were always the conservative party. And you had a number of conservative Democrats in a state like New York as well. But today, the parties have divided much more starkly. And in many ways, as you point out, with figures like AOC and Zohran Mamdani, the Democratic Party is branded a much more left-wing party than historically, and the Republican Party is branded a much more right-wing party than historically. So the swings back and forth are greater than they've been in the past because the lines have hardened. There are very few. New York has a couple of congressional districts, particularly Long Island and the Hudson River Valley, that are in question. But the large majority of the seats in New York and every other state are decided long before any voter casts a ballot. So, you know, the middle has been sucked out of American politics. And New York is a good example, because that long tradition of sort of moderate to progressive Republicans who were part of the middle ground in American politics, part of the deal-making coalition with Southern Democrats, that's all gone.
Oh, Steve, thank you. Always appreciate it.
Anytime.
Steve Roberts, political analyst on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.